Welcome to She Awakened, the podcast with your host, Stormy. I'm so grateful that you are here. I'm a spiritual mentor deeply devoted to truly living this life to the fullest and helping other women do the same. If you're a perfectionist, an overachiever, a burnt out entrepreneur, or just a modern day black sheep, sick of the 9-to-5 grind and the same old bullshit, this podcast is for you. Tune in weekly for episodes that will awaken your divine feminine, expand your mind, open your heart, simplify doing the inner work, and empower you to create the soul-led life you're truly here for. It's time to rise into your power, your purpose, and your authenticity. So let's drop in, baby. Hello, Queens. Welcome back to another episode of She Awakened. So you are tuning in today because obviously you're ready to focus in on money, on manifestation, and on your relationship with it. And you are in luck as I had the pleasure of sitting down for almost an hour and chatting with someone who has been an integral part of my life, you know, just soaking up what she shares and her magic and her purpose and the way that she really is, I guess, like a conduit for inviting you deeper into new levels of wealth and abundance. So for this episode, I am joined by Brittany Van Gestel. Brittany is a wealth seer. She is a coach and a healer for light workers and essentially just helps women to completely recreate their wealth completely create their wealth reality. That was really hard to say, you know, activating you into new abundant levels of wealth and manifesting within that. So we sat down for an hour. You can enjoy it. You can plug in. You're going to receive so much goodness from this. I'd suggest taking notes. There's definitely going to be a level of, like, I have no doubt that you'll receive some little light bulb moments and have a few takeaways and be like, oh fuck, that makes sense. Or that's what I need to be focusing on right now. So just get ready for that. Before we get into the episode, I just want to let you know about She Awakened, the monthly women's circle membership. As the She Awakened movement is growing, as the new Instagram page is growing, and basically the mission behind She Awakened is coming more to light, which is something that I'm so fucking deeply passionate about, helping serve and empower and inspire other women to really awaken to their true purpose, to why you're here, to the woman that you truly want to be, your divine feminine, your confidence, your deep self-love. I know how important community is, you know, feeling supported, feeling like you're safe in a space to show up as yourself authentically, because when we're navigating so much of this and when we're making moves to make our life better and to heal things, and we're just around people who, you know, don't get it necessarily or aren't interested in getting it, aren't open-minded, which might be from family or friends that we've had, it can just feel a little bit within us to not have that support. And community, having that connection, is really fucking life-changing. It is so empowering. It is so beautiful. So if you're seeking community, if you are seeking a place where you can come and join other like-minded women and myself to heal, to expand, to create more joy and more play in your life, to have more fun, to embody more confidence and self-love, then I really want to make sure that you come and check out my monthly women's circle membership. So I'll pop the link in the show notes for $22 a month, 22. We love our angel numbers. You can come and join. We catch up, we gather every single month for a women's circle. It's virtual and recorded, of course, if you can't make it. And these calls are so much fun. We focus on a different topic every single month. One month might be focusing on your connection to your yoni and to your womb space. The next month might be focusing on your relationship with money. The next month might be focusing on doing shadow work around feeling shame towards your body. Like, we go deep for what it is. It's fucking incredible value and it's a lot of fun. You also have access to literally everything that we've already done And this has been running for over a month, over a month, over a year, over a year. So when you sign up for $20, you have access to a lot of fucking modules and calls and journal prompts. It's like your own personal online hub for your healing and evolution. So if you're resonating, if you're feeling the call, come and join and I will see you inside. If not, just enjoy this episode with Britt. Soak it up, take the magic, take what resonates, leave what doesn't, and I'll connect with you soon. Hello, my love. Welcome, 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 Britt. Welcome to She Awaken the podcast.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here and have a bit of a spicy conversation.
Yeah, yeah. We're just saying before I hit record, girls listening, but Britt's ovulating. I'm my little face. So I was like, she's going to carry the fucking team. We're going to have a fucking spicy chat about money and manifestation. So yep. Buckle up is what I would say. Just get ready. Buckle up.
We're living in the duality. So I love this for us. Mm.
Yeah. And that's one thing that I've been resonating a lot with you. Cause like I said, like I've followed you for a while now and love your new podcast rebrand. And I've felt and resonated with what you've shared about like the death and rebirth you've gone through and like, holy fuck, like my life, if I could describe the last 6 months, it's like death and rebirth and then do it again and do it again. It's like, yeah, that duality. So I'm sure we might speak on that as well a little bit today, but I love that, right? I love being able to connect on the realness, and I hope the girls listening as well can get that point where we're not sitting here being like we're gods of manifesting or money or anything. We're just living courageously and sharing our experiences.
Oh my God, I couldn't be more obsessed with that. We are literally just living courageously and just sharing our experiences. That's exactly it. And I feel like as a collective at the moment, that is the energy that we're all navigating. And if you're not, then maybe I would probably say that you're avoiding it. But for the most part, so many of us are being really initiated and activated into our personal evolution. And our personal evolution is always going to also mirror then what that means in money, what it means in our manifestations and all the things. And so it's like this constant death and rebirth cycle that is just, I mean, it's pretty exhausting, I'm not going to lie, but also I'm here for it because I wouldn't have it any other way, because I feel like everything's really condensed at the moment, don't you think?
And I feel like money is a big theme in terms of this death and rebirth within myself, within clients, within friends I have. Like money is kind of a catalyst for this initiation. Like if I look at that, like just zooming back, right, money is kind of the thing because money is so heavily linked into survival and stress, and then being forced to kind of do things differently. Is that your experience as well or anything else?
Well, I mean, I guess it comes down to the pain, right? It comes down to the pain. I mean, I hate ever marketing to the pain points and all the things. But it essentially does really highlight the points of pain and the uncomfortability. And it's just like, for lack of a better word, do or die, right? It's just like, you need to like move through this and allow yourself to really, like, it can't keep going on like this. Like something has to change, right? But it's really interesting because in my experience, it's not necessarily like, oh, this is like really heavy with my finances and like, I need to really like expand now. It's like, oh, I'm just feeling something isn't working or it's not shifting, and then all of a sudden I'm like, fuck it, let's go for it, like let's move into it, let's be bold brave bitches, like let's make it happen. And then my money just like matches that kind of transformation, like that evolution. So money has always been the byproduct of me expanding into my own like self evolution. And it's just really interesting because a lot of the time it's either the pain of money or the pain of the experience of what you're experiencing right now, no matter what, money is also going to be expanding through that too.
100%. And before we get started, I'm mindful because like I'm so easy to get lost in the conversation, but I love to start my episodes with a little bit, just like a little bit about you before we just talk about money. I also want to shine a light on, you know, on Britt and your journey and your story. Okay, first question, just like a little rapid fire question. And I ask all of my guests now is like, what's one thing that you are devoted to right now? What are you in devotion to be your highest self right now?
Actually, I love that you've asked me this question. So I've actually devoted to my morning glory, basically. So it's not like a morning routine, but it is. I am actually so committed to my morning routine right now in terms of my physical exercise. So I'm going for a 5K beach walk every day. And on that beach walk, I am plugging into all of my reprogramming tools that I create for myself and just really recalibrating my self-concept around business, money, all of the things. So that's my devotion at the moment. That is what I'm committed to. And I'm literally committing to like every day. So it's interesting because I've been like kind of, yeah, I'm doing it. Like I'll plug in like throughout the day, which I still do anyway, but I wasn't really committed.
Yeah.
And I saw results in my business and I've seen results in like my physical health that really reflected that non-committal energy. So yeah, I'm really committing to that morning glory, setting the stage kind of vibe.
Yeah, I love that. It's like, it's anchoring into it, not just like wobbling and like sort of umming and ahhing, but like I'm fucking in and doing it.
Yeah, like I'm all in.
Yeah. Yeah. Completely. I love that. I see that. What's one thing, what are you working on right now out of interest? Like, what are you focusing on within that?
Well, I feel like I'm like literally being deeply initiated into new archetype codes, like in my leadership and in my business. So I'm about to like take an event around Australia and I'm like really stepping into completely breaking people free from the money matrix. And with that has come a lot of my own shit that I've had to break up with, right? Like I'm really having to deeply work on myself because when we are gridded up in like fear, when we're gridded up in the old way of thinking and all the things, especially right now when the energy and the collective energy, like, you know, it's pretty fucking dire. And so I am really working on owning this next level of myself and really stepping into leadership in such a new way and being a lot more visible and kind of like going back to how I began. So it's really interesting because when I first started my business and really stepping into this space as a healer and a facilitator, I was doing like in-person ecstatic dance nights and doing meditations and healings. I'm like, I fucking love being in person. And now it's like, okay, well, now you're going to be a speaker. You're not just doing in-person stuff. You're a speaker. You're a keynote speaker. I'm like, it's really interesting that this is like all coming around because through these manifestations, it's like the connections with other people. Hey, I can get you a gig here and I can do this and all the things. But like with that vision, what I'm having to work on myself is a lot.
embodying that version of you.
Yeah. And also creating a foolproof method to how it actually works. Because manifestation can be super fucking floozy. Like it's just like, do this, do that. It's like, no. I've literally seen what it looks like for it to not work. And now it's time to really put in the work to see literally the key aspects to making it work. So that's like where I'm dancing right now and like experimenting with myself to be able to really embody that next level of my sacred divine leadership, my speaker archetype and all of those things.
Yeah, and enjoy it is also what I'm hearing. Like it's not good just getting it. You want to be able to hold it and enjoy it and fucking thrive in it.
Look, we wouldn't be doing this if that wasn't the case, right? It's like, this isn't like a choice like where it's just like, yeah, I'll get a like corporate-y type thing. It's like, no, like I want to enjoy this because this is my passion. This is my purpose.
But I do see that in manifestation where when, especially with money, but especially in business, right? Like speaking to entrepreneurs and like heart-led women and abundance and work come hand in hand, obviously, where the focus of manifestation becomes like getting it. It's like, I want to get to that point. I want to get to the six-figure business. I want to get to, you know, running in-person events. I want to get to having X amount of clients. But then it's like, but what next? Because then it becomes this cycle of the next thing and the next thing, or you get it, but then it doesn't fulfill you. And I see that a lot, and I've experienced that a lot myself. Like that's been a massive part of my journey. Do you experience that with clients? Like have you had that happen? Like what would you say on that cycle of like manifesting it amazing and then being like, oh, just didn't feel as good as I thought it would.
Okay, that's so funny that you say that, because I literally just got off a call with one of my clients where it's just like, literally, it's a treadmill. It's like, oh, yeah, it's seasonal, right? It's like, cool, I've done this, and now it's the next thing. And it's just like, it's this constant energy and motion, I mean, which I love, but I feel like, look, I'm a generator in human design. So my core code is satisfaction and joy and fulfillment, basically. And so if you're looking for just like this deep alignment with joy from the get-go, then I feel like you naturally will manifest that, as opposed to, by doing this, I'm getting joy and pleasure and all of the things, as opposed to what's going to feel the most fulfilling, what's going to be the most joyful experience, and that's going to really like seed to light this manifestation, as opposed to this is going to equal that. It's like, my way of being become that instead. And I feel like it's just like, the way that manifestation currently is, and the way that everyone goes for it on that treadmill, it's like we actually need to completely reverse the roles and let it flow a lot more, as opposed to hustle your fucking heart out and label it feminine whatever. Really, you're still hustling, right? Like, you can't deny that. And so if we kind of start it from a space of feeling, I want to be embodied, I want to find satisfaction and joy in all the things, what's lighting me up, what's alive for me right now, then seeding that train of manifestation, you're going to land there and be like, oh, this is really nice, as opposed to, okay, what's another milestone that I can kick that I feel like is going to be that next thing for me, if that is manifesting like your first five-figure month or like your first 50k month or whatever. It's like, that's not what it's about. Like be a representation of a byproduct, really, a byproduct of you and how you feel, as opposed to letting that dictate how you're going to feel.
100%. And I think with money too, is there's no finish, like there's no finish line with how much money you can make, generate, or attract, or hold. And so then I think, like, when I think a lot of girls experience this, at least in my audience, where it's like, once I get this much money, things will be amazing, right? That's kind of the unconscious story, right? Like, when money's flowing better, when I'm making this much, when there's this much in the bank, it's unconscious that it's like something good is going to happen, right? You're creating this story of everything will be better. I'll be fine. I'll be safe then. I'll be happy then. But it's like what you were saying, where it's like, but you're not going to be a different person. You're not going to have access to different feelings. Like money amplifies. It doesn't literally create new stuff. It just amplifies what's already within you.
Literally. And that is literally the thing. You have to be safe. You need to be abundance itself. You need to be in joy, in alignment, in just like a deep feeling and all the things first before you can go and be like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to put this on the pedestal and that's going to attract all of those feelings and all of those sensations and all the things. You have to be it first.
Yeah, like, exactly.
That is part of the quantum, like, physics of manifestation, because like, in a metaphysical space, like, you are constantly manifesting who you are every 8 weeks. And so what is reflected inwards will be then reflected outwards, as opposed to what's reflected outwards is going to then impact what's inwards. Again, we need to like completely cut the shit and bring it back and reverse those roles.
Yeah, which is essentially just what manifestation is, right? Okay, I have a few questions for you that are like coming through me. So let's just start with, how do you manifest money?
Well, I mean, I feel like when you've compounded and you've like really like been doing all the scary things, and it's just like you're being seen all that, it kind of becomes that little bit more flowy. But the way that I've manifested my wealth is by literally walking through the portal of fear. Like, my money magnetism is always meeting me on the other side of what I fear most. So if that is like being seen in a different way, if that means me pivoting my business, I was like, this doesn't make sense to pivot my messaging. Why am I doing this right now? That's when I've always experienced this huge, like, I'm not even kidding, like a doubling of my money, right? Like, it's just been absolutely illogical how I manifest money, but it's always through the portal of fear that I will find my money magnetism and my money manifestations on the other side.
Powerful. I can just feel the listeners right now being like, oof. What would you say about differentiating between fear that is here to serve you, like walk through it, and fear that's like, that's not my path?
I feel like it's actually a very clear, distinct differentiation, but it comes down to your ability to connect with your body, right? Yep. So fear, and where it's like, okay, this is definitely not for me, like, and make, like, it's not a resistance, it's like a stop, like it's just like no, like it's just like, but it's not as strong. I feel like that fear is a lot more subtle, and it's a lot more like no, stop here, like that's fine, you're good. Whereas the fear and the resistance to what you're actually supposed to do will feel like a whole body halt, because it's like your body is physically experiencing, it's like, hey, no, this isn't safe anymore, right? So the fear is really wrapped in, is it safe for me to move through this? As opposed, do I need to move through this? And if you didn't need to move through this, then you wouldn't have this feeling of it's not safe, right? As opposed to, oh, this just doesn't feel aligned. There's a big difference. So when it's not feeling safe, that's usually the fear that's cultivating within you to really check in with your inner child and be like, hey, what's going on? To then move through that kind of fear. So whether that's worthiness, abandonment, love, rejection, all of that kind of stuff, or if it's just a sensation of, that doesn't feel good, but it's not really creating like a visceral sensation of, oh fuck, like this is really not good for me right now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. What do you do yourself, and then like suggest when it comes to actually moving through fear? Like, what is your practice for that? What are your processes, right? There's no like one way to do it, but like, what do you lean on?
I'm an Aries. I am very fiery. And I'm usually just like, feel the fear and do it fucking anyway. That's what works for me.
Steady action.
Yeah, just action. It's just like the fear, then if I'm not taking action, spirals a bit more. And I'm like, I know the fear is here. And a lot of the time it does comes back to our inner child. So my little check-in, it's not all the time, but it's only when I'm really experiencing a massive up level, will be part of that daily devotional practice, right? Where I'm like checking in, like, hey, baby Brittany, what's going on? How are you? What are you fearing right now? Right. And so then she'll tell me, oh, like, I don't want people to run away from me again, like when I was 12. So it's like, oh, honey, like, that's not going to happen. That's okay. Like, let me connect with you. That's how I move through fear, because it's like, it's literally the two parts where it's just like, feel the fear and do it fucking anyway, but also check in with your inner child, because she is the one, or he or they are the one, that's really dictating what is unsafe right now. Those are the two aspects that you have to come down to in order to move through that fear. I feel like in other ways that you can like really journey it is like in shadow work, obviously, but I feel like those two aspects, action and inner child work, is really what really it means to heal and feel it and then move through it. Inner child and action.
Yeah, and taking the action will show you what's there that needs healing. But a lot of the time you won't meet what's there unless you're like, if you're sitting on your ass. Yeah, if you're sitting on your ass doing nothing, then you're not going to, you're like, I'm fine. Like, things are fine. Until you get in the arena and you're like, oh, fuck, right?
Oh, shit. What do you mean that this is like, oh, like, pew, pew, just like popping off? Yeah, completely.
And I think sometimes as well in it, like one thing that I've become really passionate about lately is simplifying the fuck out of doing that sort of inner work and connecting with your inner child. Because it's easy to lose yourself in it, right? Where it's like,
oh my God, completely.
On this cycle, it becomes a treadmill again of healing. A treadmill of healing, of always working towards it, of always being in it, and it's exhausting.
But that's exactly. But that's the thing. When you're on this treadmill of healing without taking action, you're always going to be recycling, repeating, creating excuses and narratives. Oh, that's why it's there. Like, you can name it and acknowledge it, but you don't necessarily have to go into the story of it. And that's what I feel like a lot of people do, is go into the story, right? As opposed to acknowledging it, feeling it, creating action. So like what I just shared before was something with my inner child that I was really navigating at the end of January. And it's just like, I don't want people to run away from me again. I'm not going to go into that full story, but I'm just going to reassure and be like, hey, babe, no, it's okay. Like, what do you need me to do in order to like make you feel safe to do this? Right. So it's like, and then I created action on it.
Yeah.
Action has to be met in the acknowledgement, but we don't have to, like, we don't have to pertain to this story all the time and really babysit the story, because that's when we then are actually still playing out our victim as well.
The victimhood, as I was going to say. Yeah, you feel like a victim of it.
Literally.
I can't change it.
Yeah, and you're not manifesting, money feels stagnant, all of the things. Instead of being a victim, it's like, okay, how can I take radical responsibility and create some action to move through this, as opposed to, I need to be with it, I need to feel it. And yeah, cool, that's beautiful, but it's not how you actually create your quantum manifestation, because it's you create.
Yeah, energetic and action. Like, you need both. But I think it's also like, just to add to that too, is like the action without action with detachment, like detaching from the outcome, because you're not always going to get it right and immediately create everything that you want. Like, you might have to pivot.
Yeah. Do you know what's so interesting that you say that? We always associate by doing something, there's a result on the other side. Okay. And so we hit this expectation that, well, by me doing XYZ, it's going to result in ABC. Mm-hmm. How about we just do the fucking action and let it come to pass in whatever way it's going to be? Because when we're like putting that expectation of result on the action, it never actually fully tends to come to be. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that's a really important part when it comes to like, cool, yeah, obviously you're going to sign up to mine or any fucking like money manifestation course. Of course, the result is I want to manifest money. But really, it's about healing that relationship, really creating little small moves to create bold results. You don't really need to necessarily know what that big result is attached to the action, but you just know that it's getting you there little by little or big by big as you create like this snowball of consistency and all of that kind of stuff.
And that's like bringing in play, right? Like, that's what I see when you say that, is how can you play with money and how much you could potentially make or have, or what your business could be or what your income could be. Like, stop taking it so seriously. Like, I fucking love the quote of, it's not that deep. Like, it's not that fucking deep. It's not that fucking serious. Like, you're not going to actually die if you don't meet this goal. And but subconsciously we make it mean that, right? Like, money is life or death. If I don't make this exact goal that I want to manifest, subconsciously, like, I'm going to fucking cock it. And you're not. Yeah. Like, it's not that deep. Like, play with it instead. And in that energy of play, it's like this vortex where you get to just, I see it as like playing in the field of like, universe, show me what's possible. I don't even know how good it gets to be yet. I don't even know how much is here for me yet. Like, stepping into that realm of manifesting.
Yeah. And essentially, like, when you think about it, then the play aspect allows you to be free. And like, especially because we're constantly manifesting from our inner child. So play really actually, not in a deterrent way, but pacifies the inner child. And then money it's not that deep. Money isn't that big, scary thing. Money isn't this like evil consciousness. Money isn't this thing that's like out of reach. Money just is. Money is actually neutral. But if you're playing from a space of, oh my gosh, imagine how many lollies I can buy with all of that money. Like, there's like the limit does not exist. And playing from that inner child space and just playing with how good it gets to be, like, oh my gosh, my inner child gets to like go on like an all expenses paid trip to Hawaii. Stunning. Like, just
because she doesn't want to, your inner child does not want to have to stress about money. This is what I always come back to and say to clients, like, because when you're in that stressed fear state, a lot of the time you're in a child's leading, and she's doing that because she doesn't feel safe, but she doesn't want to. Like, if she could, she would rather play. So if you play and you bring that out, then she's like, oh, thank you. Like, thank you for stepping up, because I don't want to do it. Like, fuck this. I don't want to have to, I'm three on the inside. I don't want to have to sit here and think about money. Like, that's the adult's job. Exactly.
And, oh, sorry. I was just about to say. Well, yeah. it's not our inner child's responsibility to deal with money, because we, like, depending on what our experience was with our caretakers growing up, like, it was their responsibility. And so the more that we can be like, okay, our responsibility is just to play and to have fun and to then basically light the way of the action and the responsibility. Mm-hmm. Responsibility doesn't come first. It's the play and the fun and allowing it to flow.
And what would you say on that note around, because as a kid, right, because a lot of our reality with money as an adult, so much of it subconsciously stems back to our relationship with money and our parents or caregivers as a kid. And it's so true that we absorb energetically what our parents, how they felt towards money and the things that they said towards money. When, like, let's say that the women listening, like, starting to go back and shift that, like, what would you say about releasing the energy, the beliefs, the feelings around money that your parents or caregivers shared from childhood?
Well, I feel like it's pretty deep. That relationship of witnessing your caregivers, your parents, your guardians, and their relationship with money is also simultaneously reflecting the programming that you've established around worthiness, love, and money. Because your caregivers, especially if you had a mom and dad before they separated, maybe they're still together, it was really money equals love and stability and all of those things. And so what has come to pass is we actually need to essentially heal our or release our sense of attachment, our love attachments, our ability to receive love and give love, and the way that we relate to money is how we relate to love. And that was literally projected to us from the experience of our parents. Mm-hmm. So whilst we saw on our movie screen what was happening with our parents and money, and yeah, we need to release that, what we actually need to do is asking ourselves, what does love and money actually equal in our life, right? Yeah. Because love, our relationship with love and our ability to receive love, our relationship with money and our ability to receive money, they actually go hand in hand. And this was demonstrated by our parents, our caretakers. So although it's not your fault in it, and it's like they obviously need to take some form of accountability, what we actually need to do is like, well, what is my current relationship status with money? Is it avoidant? Is it anxious? Is it in flight mode? Is it in freeze? Does it just feel really, really scary? Does it feel like, oh my God, if I spend this, someone's going to have a go at me? Like, all of that kind of stuff needs to be addressed to create a secure attachment in love and a secure attachment in money. And that's like literally what I base all of my money wealth codes and programming is: money equals love and love equals money. So how you relate to those two areas in your life and how it was projected to you by your mom and your dad or your caretakers, that's then really what's kind of being mirrored in your current space now. So it's like, let's go there.
Yeah.
And then by default, you're starting to be able to peel back the layers around your dad's relationship with money and your mom and all of the things. But it definitely starts with actually love and money in self first before you even get to your parents.
Yeah, I love that. And seeing it is, because when you say that link between money and love, love is like this energy, right, that you can tap into love in any fucking moment because it's in here. Like, it's an emotion, it's a feeling, it's a frequency. And then if you're linking money and love, then why can't you just tap into that frequency and that feeling of money right in here? It's not out there, right? It's in here. That's big.
And it really comes down to worthiness, because our heart, when we're tapping into love, And love is in our heart, and in our heart is our inner child, and our inner child is dictating our inner worth, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, it's not love or it's not money. If you just tap into, I'm so worthy, and therefore I am so loved, and I just have love, I'm unconditional love, I'm all of these things, of course you get to have money.
Yeah. And be the cycle breaker perhaps as well, a lot of the time, to be the one in the family to be like, these cycles that I've witnessed, like, they end with me. And that's brave work, right? Like, sometimes that's fucking hard.
Yeah.
But I believe it's an honor to be the one to do that, to be the black sheep, to be the one that gets to break the cycle.
You are the pioneer, and that is epic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, massively. So, you know, on safety, as I feel like we need to go a level deeper around creating safety, because it's easy if you have fuck tons of money in the bank to be like, yeah, of course I feel safe. But what about when there is no money? What about when money is not flowing? What about when things genuinely feel scary with money? How would you suggest navigating that and feeling safe, creating that from within?
Okay. So I'm going to be incredibly like raw and vulnerable right now. This is actually something that I've just recently been navigating, because I have invested so deeply into my life and my business, and I had a lot of expenses, and I didn't necessarily set up my business to be even more in overflow for that to happen. So I have personally over the, like, since it was December, January, where I was like experiencing in my death rebirth, this fear and unsafety in money. And what was happening in that is I was being so tested in my faith. I was like, I trust. But did I trust? No. Did I feel safe? No. I was like, I'm safe. It didn't matter how many times I said that to myself. It wasn't going to change anything. But what really was allowing to refind safety was actually the synchronicity with the universe, was to find those little moments of, hey, it's going to be okay. Here's some hope. Here's some faith. Like, really tap back into faith. When you don't have safety, you have faith. When you don't have stability, you can still tap into, hang on, it is working out for me, even though it doesn't feel like it right now. And one of the biggest things that I just tapped into when it didn't feel safe, it was just acknowledging it doesn't feel like it's working right now, but I know that it is. And then what's going to happen is, like, we're acknowledging those feelings, but we're also then counteracting it with, but hang on, here's another piece of evidence that it is working, even though it doesn't feel like it. But those little synchronistic moments from the universe where I really tapped into a certain angel number frequency, and every time I saw it, I was just like, okay, I took that moment to reaffirm what my truth is, of who I'm about to become, not the truth of who I am right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is a massive thing. We can't utilize what is evidence right now to dictate what we're becoming. Mm-hmm. We have to be able to really tune into, hang on, I know that there's a reason why this is happening. And I know there is a reason why I'm being tested and stretched like this, and being able to refine safety and surrender and trust and all of the things. That is actually like one of the greatest quests for humanity. And whilst you don't have safety in the evidence of, yeah, I'm just signing up like $100,000 clients here and there and all the things, everything's fine. It's like, oh, okay, well, what is fine? I know that I'm okay right now. I know that it will be okay. I know it's working through me. And this isn't just happening because I'm a shit person. This isn't happening because of X, Y, Z. It's like, I'm utilizing this as a gracious time in my life for lessons and guidance to be able to help other people as well, right? It's just like, stop making it mean anything about you and let yourself actually, yeah, show up for who you are and what, like, that version of yourself, literally only a few weeks, 8 weeks from that version of you. Because again, like I said earlier, metaphysically, metaphysically, you are manifesting who you are in 8 weeks' time. So who you are inside is being manifested in 8 weeks' time. So if there's no safety, if it doesn't make sense, that there's no money rolling in, and you're like, oh, fuck, what am I going to do? You have to come down to, okay, 8 weeks from now, it's going to be different. 8 weeks from now, there is going to be safety in terms of financial growth. So knowing that that's coming, can I be safe in experiencing this right now? Yes, I can, because I know it's changing. Mm-hmm. And then that's how it's a snowball again of a continuum of energy, where it's just like you're being tested in your faith, you're being tested in trust, you're being tested in your connection to spirit, like all of those things. If it feels really heightened, it's for a reason, and it's time to really dig deep on your practices.
Yeah.
And especially, I mean, I don't know what your audience is fully, but I assume like they're coaches or they're healers, or they're just mm-hmm. looking to really grow from that space, right? So therefore it's like there's a reason why this is happening, but I know I'm going to be okay. And that's safety.
You find safety in your connection to source, right?
Literally.
Source safety from source.
Literally.
Yeah. Like, thank you for sharing.
No, of course, but that was literally like, to any normal person that isn't necessarily like spiritually curious, they'd be like, oh, come on, it's a load of shit. It's like, actually, in my experience, it was like really connecting to God and like that trust, right? Like really coming back to holy shit, like almost like my testimony is like, I gave it to God to help me feel it. I gave it to God to come in and help me in this process. I know that he can't just change something for me. He has to just be there with me, right?
Yeah.
And that was wild because I never really associated myself as a deeply connected to God person. But then through this experience, it brought me back completely to that all-encompassing unconditional love of spirit, of source, of God, of the universe, however you want to see it.
It's always like you get to choose, right, to see that there's a purpose. Either you can, I think it's two paths there. When you're not feeling safe, either go into the victimhood of fuck, you know, like I can't do anything here, this is out of my control, or if I'm here, then I'm here for a reason. Like spiritual connection gets you through those moments. I love that. I love everything you just shared. And I resonate as well really deeply. Like last year, that was where I was at as well with money, of being like, I built this, you know, this structure, this foundation, money absolutely flowing. And then all of a sudden, you know, it was like, is this going to crumble for a minute? And you're just going to have to hold on and go through some soul lessons in this and be better for it. And like, I don't know about you, but I'm sure you're going to resonate. Like when you look back on that, to when those times when you haven't felt safe with money, to be like, I'm fucking glad that I got to go through that, because I am 10 times better off because of that. So much better off.
Literally. Medicine. It is such medicine. Mm-hmm. Like completely. If you could hold trust and faith and it's going to be okay in that wobble, you can stand the test of time. Yeah. Like it doesn't matter what is happening. You've done the thing. You've hit that, like that wobble, the rock bottom, the whatever. You've done that and held faith. You've done that and held safety. You've done that and really been with your inner child and really committed to your daily practices and all the things. Bitch, you can do anything that you want. Like literally.
Yeah. And seeing money as that something you're in relationship with, taking that opportunity to be like, how do I want to be? What sort of partner do I want to be in this relationship? Like, you know, when things get tough, do you want to go in the corner and sulk and have a fucking cry and be like, you're not showing up for me? Or like, show up better yourself. You're not feeling loved, right? Yeah, showing up better in that relationship. Like that's probably been, if there's obviously the practical side, but when I look at like the energetic, emotional, internal side, like for me with my relationship with money, it's that, it's the focusing on the relationship, on that attachment style, like you were saying, because for me, I was such an anxious attachment style with love and with money. And I saw that play out hardcore, a little bit of avoidant, but mostly anxious. And now it's like money just is. And that's the best fucking place to be, I believe, is detached of like, money's just there, it's here. Sometimes it fluctuates because everything in this universe fluctuates, right? It's a law of fucking rhythm. It's a universal law.
It's seasonal.
You can't just be like, money's here, amazing, and then money's gone, like dig your fucking claws in. Like money comes and goes, but I'm safe no matter what.
Exactly. And I feel like from like a spiritual standpoint, I feel like that's really beautiful to anchor into, but also there's ways that we can really counteract that as well, where it is met with the masculine, where it's met with strategy, where it's just like, okay, when it's really good, that's when we need to like create systems to get our money working for us and to be able to like replenish our stores in our winter phase, because we all experience a winter phase, and every winter is going to be different than the last. Just like, especially if you're in Australia, like one year we're in drought, the next you're flooding. Like you can, yeah, and then there's fires and then there's COVID. But anyway,
yeah,
like you just have to allow yourself to kind of create a contingency as well and be okay with that. Like, it's not like, oh, well, I'm preparing for the worst, so that's what I manifest. No, you actually get to create money to create with you. And I feel like my greatest lesson in all of this was like, when it's good, it's fucking good. So roll with it, make the most of it, so that when it's not so great, you're in a season of winter, that's okay, because you're supported no matter what, because you've created a systematic standpoint of a foundation. Everything else can happen around it, but if we've got that strong point, then you're fucking fine.
Yeah. And I think part of that as well is like changing the meaning from, because one thing that I hear from clients a lot is this feeling of like, when things are going good, it's the fear then. And they're like, of course, when things get shit, it's like, oh, of course. Right. And that's the nervous system's response of like, things can be really good up to a point and then it's back to shit. But instead, knowing that everything fluctuates, being like, okay, everything fluctuates. I can't be in summer every month or every year. Like, I have to experience the winter, not being like, oh fuck, I'm here again, but being like, cool, I'm here again. Like, I'm here for a reason. Let's just make the most of it. Move on. Stop making this massive big fucking story. Cause it's not life and death.
No, you're not going to die. You're going to be okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I kind of want to just like highlight for a second some things you've learned that are bullshit, like in the money manifestation world. What are three things that you can speak to be like, tried it, bullshit, hear it a lot, bullshit? Like, what annoys you in the money manifestation space? What pisses you off or makes you be like, fuck this?
Okay, well, this isn't new. I know that so many people have talked about this, but you do not have to be high vibe to attract clients. You do not have to be high vibe to attract money. You do not have to bypass like, oh babe, it's okay, you know, like it's gonna like blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh no, that's not how you manifest. And it doesn't matter how freaking like many songs you listen to in the morning and all of the things, your frequency is dictating who you're becoming, but it's not the reason why you're manifesting. And so it's just like, can't think of a negative thought. Like, I actually had a client that was just like fearing all of these dark thoughts that were coming through her, because she was petrified that she was going to manifest them. I'm like, no, babe, you don't actually manifest just your thoughts. You're manifesting your desire and the thought around the desire and then what it means in the programming around that desire. That's how you're manifesting. You're not actually just manifesting constantly from your thoughts to being. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing. So high vibe, your thoughts create your fucking manifestation. Mm-hmm. Hell no. That is such a load of shit. And yeah. Also, you don't have to have skin in the game to manifest. Like,
yeah, you gotta have money to make money. That story.
Yeah, like you don't have to invest hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of dollars if you're not ready to. And that's okay. You can still create a massive like impact in your life. And when the time comes where you want support in a way that feels really good, go for it. Mm-hmm. But don't have to have skin in the game. You get to create your reality. And like every coach like maybe listening to this like, oh, but what do you mean? Like you're going to like you're blowing up my business if you're going to tell people that. No. Mm-hmm. We're trusting ourselves to know that, hey, I can change my reality, and also I'd like some support to make it a little bit more streamlined.
Yeah, moving from an empowered state, not a disempowered state.
Completely.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Amazing. I'm loving this conversation. Loving shining light on it. Tell me, as we start to wrap up, it's really been like 45 minutes. I kind of want to hear from you, like, a little bit more on the practical side of like, what would you do? Like, I just want to give you like a little hypothetical situation to maybe spark some inspiration for anyone listening. What would you actually do practically, if you were like, okay, starting from right now, I have a goal that I want to manifest. Mm-hmm. X, whatever you decide. It could be like $10,000. It could be another, even $100 a week, right? But what would you actually do? What would that look like in the world of Brit for you to have a specific time-orientated goal that you want to manifest? Because of why? Because you need it to pay bills. Maybe you want it for a specific thing, but there's a purpose behind it. It's not just like fluffy. You're not just picking a number out of there.
Right in my account. Yeah. Okay. Mm. The way that I would create a strategy, essentially, is literally coming back to myself and asking my magic, my light, what's a light for you right now? And what are we not doing? Because again, the manifestation of money is always linked to my purpose. It's always linked to me going through the fear. So it's like, okay, well, what's a lie for me that I'm not following through with? That is the first thing that I would go with. What am I not following through with? And then I'm going to be, oh, okay, well, I'm not sending that email. I'm not doing this. I'm not having that conversational boundaries with my partner. I'm not doing this. So all of a sudden I've just ordered my life. Like, I want to call in $10,000. What have I not gone through and actually completed? Mm-hmm. And one could kind of argue and be like, oh, that's a little bit like low vibe, but it's actually, well, no, the cycle hasn't completed there and you're stagnating yourself. So because money is always in perpetual motion, and it's not that necessarily I need $10,000 to pay my bills. The $10,000 has to come through because I'm needing to create something new. Okay. And so once I've found out what I haven't done and be like, okay, well, what am I fearing right now? And all of those things, and then be like, okay, cool. Check in. Do I need to know like what's going on with my inner child and all the things? Then I can create the action. So if it was that I didn't send that email, I'm creating that email. If I didn't set that boundary with my friend, I'm going to either get on the phone or send her a text message and be like, hey, I just need you to know that X, Y, Z. So mm-hmm. whilst it's like, not like, okay, you're going to write down your intention and you're going to write down how much you want and in what time frame. And you are then going to ask yourself, what do I need to feel in order to create this? It actually doesn't come down to that. Because again, in the beginning, I said how fear is the portal to your magnetism, there we go, and your manifestation, fuck me. And so therefore, if we have a look in your life of what you are fearing right now, that is what's going to create the manifestation by creating the action around it. Mm-hmm. So it's also, that then kind of throws out any form of manifestation in terms of human design, if you're a specific or non-specific manifester, it throws out everything that you know around manifestation. Your manifestation is literally being blocked by the fear of what you haven't done or what you haven't felt. And I really need to like kind of like caveat this. Like, again, we're not going to blame you for why you're not manifesting $10,000. Like, we're not going to blame you and be like, you're a shit person and all the things. It's just like compassion. It's like, okay, I can just see that I'm afraid. I can just see that this is scary and I need to manifest this money. So how can I just go through this list with a bit of grace and compassion and love and start to make it? Then there's momentum. There's things building. Then all of a sudden you're inspired with ideas. Then all of a sudden it's just like, holy shit, the floodgates have opened. And then it just comes down to actionable steps around the inspiration. And it's just like, do you know what, God? Do you know what, universe? I completely trust that this is happening. I release the timeline. Cool, it'd be great if it was here by the 31st of March, but I know it's going to come when I actually really need it and when it's ready. And so it's just like that fear, the action, detachment. Those three cycles, chef's kiss.
Magic.
That really allow you to manifest time and time again.
Yeah. And having the fear as well of actually having what you want, like that portal as well of like, sometimes we're actually scared of getting what we want, which sounds so counterintuitive, but it's so fucking true subconsciously. So also looking at that, like, what are you afraid of about, you know, getting what you want? And the purpose side of it, like, that's my core belief of like, when you just deeply anchor into, listen to the nudges of like, why why the fuck am I here? What sort of a life do I want to live? What sort of person do I ultimately want to be in this planet? Money supports you doing that, because when you're in your purpose, which is never going to be like a you're in it or you're not, it's a lifelong fucking mission. It's a lifelong dedication, devotion, but you're going to make this world a better place in some way, shape or form, whatever your purpose looks like. Of course, money wants you to make the world a better place, because money comes from the universe. Money comes from source. Of course, it wants to be here for you and partner with you, right? It makes sense. Duh.
No, of course. And I think that's like one of the things that you can just like affirm to yourself. It's like, of course I get to welcome all of this fucking money so that I can literally change the world. So I can create the 5D consciousness here on earth and create the new earth and all of the things. But again, it's just like, okay, but what, in order to create that, what are you actually fearing by having that? What does that mean that you're letting go of?
You're having to
bring in more.
And it will bring up shit. Like there's no, I don't think it's fair to expect or sell the dream of like just ease and effortless all the time. Like following your purpose will test the fuck out of you time and time and time again. Even like specifically being an entrepreneur, like is not for the faint of heart. Like you should not actually be a business owner or entrepreneur if you're not willing to be courageous as fuck and meet all of your fucking shadows and shit, right? Like it's part of the journey.
Literally. It's actually so funny because I just started one of my 8-month courses, Step Into Your Light Worker, where I'm like literally taking people into step into their light worker, into their purpose. And it's like they're already starting to feel like the resistance and the shit coming up. I'm like, of course you are. Like if you weren't feeling this, then I'd say, are you doing it right? Because what's meant for you will always be for you. And like when you're in alignment and you're activated in your purpose and all the things, that's when things flow. But to get there, you have to clear some shit. You need to get a fucking shovel out. You need to be like, you need to do the thing. Entrepreneurship and your purpose and manifesting anything is going to bring up a darkness that you need to be able to sit with, be with, clear.
And it's a good thing. Come back to that being medicine. And there's no like, one of the other things that I see and I'm passionate about that like annoys me, or I'm like, it's not just something you tick off and then like, amazing, done, I've healed or I've manifested or I'm in purpose. It's a spiral where you get to go deeper and it just kind of fluctuates, it ebbs, it flows, and it's just a fucking journey. That's literally why my business is called Storm Journey, because it's about the fucking journey. You're going through the storm and coming back home to yourself.
I was like, okay, I like this.
It's also my name. So I just happened I also just took on, my parents just happened to just, they knew on some soul level what I was here for, and they gave me a good name.
I love that.
Yeah. So, all right. Amazing. Let's just finish with, I love to always be like, what do you want to finish with? What's on your heart that you want to share to the listeners? Whatever you feel like they might want to hear, a quote, a little piece of advice, a little bit of personal experience, literally fucking anything. The floor is yours.
Oh, okay. Well, I want you guys to know, especially if you're in business, it's time now for us to create our own economy. What is being created in the world right now is a direct representation. And I know this is like very like tinfoil shit, but it is just literally a direct mirror. getting paid and all of the things, it still stands. You create your own economy and create a bubble where it's just like, hey, this is me and I'm good and I'm loving this. Everything else, no thank you. Send, return to sender. Thank you.
Definitely. All right, amazing. Where can the listeners plug into your world? What do you have happening right now that you might want to share, and how can they come along on your journey?
Well, as Tom mentioned earlier, I have maybe we talked about it in our conversation. I can't remember. I have a podcast called Limitless with Brittany Van Gestel. And that is a weekly occurrence, and I fucking love that. But I'm actually doing my first in-person speaker event in Sydney on the 25th of March. The tickets are $55 if you are in Sydney and if you're an entrepreneur that's ready to break free from the money matrix and bulletproof your business. That's going to be really juicy. Otherwise, come and just follow me along on the gram, and I've got plenty of magic witch money shit that's going to blow your mind.
Yeah, I can contest that. I've been flying about for a little while now and doing what I can. So definitely. All right. Thank you so much for being here, for this conversation, for your light, for your fire, for just the work that you're doing and the human that you're being. Like you're making a difference. Let me just take a moment to honor you for a second in that, because I know how nice it is to really feel and receive that. Like, you're doing fucking incredible things. You are changing lives, you have already. And I know that you have barely even gotten started with where you're going. So you should be proud of yourself. Thank you for being you.
You obviously knew I needed to hear that. And I got forwarding. So I am receiving that fully. So much for this opportunity to have this really fun chat. Oh, receiving that. Thank you, my love.